This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Outsource Accelerator. My name is Derek Gallimore. Today, we have Eileen Huan back with us. She is the founder and owner of The Picture Company here in the Philippines, TPC for short. If you haven't heard the original episode with her, please go back and do listen to that. That is episode 3, and you get more of the background in terms of TPC and also how she manages her staffing and gets the best out of them. Now, today we are talking about leading with a vision. Okay, so Eileen really is an inspirational manager, and I really value a lot of the techniques that she embodies. Now, there's a lot to be learned from that in terms of management generally, but we do discuss specifically how this is different for the Philippines, for the Filipinos, and really what motivates them and gets them going. So enjoy this episode. If you want any of the show notes, if you want to get in touch with Eileen, if you want to know any more, please go to our show notes, which is outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode14. Enjoy. We've got Eileen Huan back again from TPC, the picture company, a household name here in Manila in the Philippines for photography. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Dee.
And today we are going to be discussing leading with a vision and leading with the why and why it's so important. We all know the popularization of this at the moment with Simon Sinek and popular media like that. But, you know, maybe we'll explore how it is relevant to people in the Philippines, if it is any different, and things like that. But you have, Eileen, a very clear, I think, set of goals and structure that you work all of your team into. Mm-hmm. Do you want to discuss how you've woven in the why and the and if it is a primary goal for your businesses?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it starts with, I feel the reason why I'm here in life, why I'm
the
living.
The big why.
Yeah, the big why is I really want to help people figure out their why. So in our company, just from the interview, we already have to figure out if they have a sense of purpose or a sense of mission.
Any mission or aligned with your mission? Or
any.
The right.
As long as they have a sense of existing. And then, of course, it's more ideal, and that's a good question, it's more ideal that they believe in our mission. So we explain to them that we tell stories, that it's a disservice if we don't take pictures of people, because when the kids are older, they will not have those pictures. Mm-hmm. And if they can understand that, why Picture Company exists and why we want to tell stories, then obviously it's easier to enroll them into my vision. Mm-hmm. And then I ask them how their mission contributes or can be an asset, or how they can enjoy living out their mission in an environment like Picture Company.
Right, right.
And if their mission doesn't match ours and Picture Company cannot be a vehicle where they live out their purpose, then immediately it's a no-brainer. They'll realize it's not the right workplace for them.
Wow. That's actually, I haven't even heard of that before, but it's not about getting people to conform with your why or your company's why, but it's actually finding out their motivators, their drivers,
yes,
and then aligning them with the company's motivators and drivers, yeah?
Yes, that too. But before that, it's really why they... It's also interesting, maybe in 100 people that I would have interviewed, 10 will know what their purpose is.
Mm.
So I invite them to discover their why as they continue working for us.
Have you
Not
found that?
Not everybody knows.
Yeah, because there's a big drive towards people following their passion and their purpose now. And a lot of millennials argue that they don't feel they have a purpose or a big mm-hmm. drive. Have you noticed that being increasingly the case, or is it just because it's spoken about more now?
I've read so many articles about millennials, but I still haven't figured out why they're so carefree.
Mm-hmm. Does it disturb you?
It's like if I were their mom, I'd be forcing them to kind of figure out what they want to do in life. But they really are full of like expression and heart. And so what was your question?
It was the people having purpose. Is that more a situation now, or are people, is it because it's discussed more?
I think the awareness is here, especially let's say after Simon Sinek has, and it's going viral, but it's still not clear to a lot of people. It's not a trend or it's not so common among at least the age group that I work with.
Right. Fantastic. And then you find then once you have educated them about the why of your company, then does that just make things a hell of a lot smoother in terms of, because if as you say, it's almost disservice if photos aren't taken, then it makes selling a lot easier. It makes pleasing the client a lot easier. Does it sort of
so
trickles
it's,
down?
It's so interesting. So I had a team of 8 people today who are supposedly the producers, meaning they're supposed to bring in the accounts, the accounts for on location shoots. And the issue that the manager wanted to discuss and solve is they're not producing the quota, the number of accounts they should be producing. And so I went into the why and I started asking them why they think the brand exists. And it was like a quiz. They had to write it down and they had to share it. And then I asked them what their why is. This was just an hour ago. And then at the end, I asked them to write down what they realized. And they said, wow, I didn't realize that it's so easy to sell something if I understand why it exists.
Right.
And now it's not going to be hard for me to share it with people because it's not anymore about selling. It's about sharing this experience with others to be able to tell their story. And so I feel that the moment people understand the why of the business, it's so much easier for them to also sell it.
Mm.
So yes, it does make things smoother because then it's nice when people understand and it's not so hard to motivate them about it's not a sales strategy. It's already they're sharing it with their heart.
Wow, fantastic. It's quite powerful that, isn't it? When people actually really believe in it wholeheartedly, it switches around from being an onerous task of selling of something that you don't necessarily believe and you think you're pushing on to someone, and it turns it around to almost you are desperate to share that great experience with someone.
And interestingly, the first sales spiel that I heard was very item thing driven, price driven. It was about, they were almost waiting for a negotiation to happen. When I shared the why or asked them what they thought the why was, the second sales spiel was totally different approach. And it didn't feel like hard sell. And it was like more like I'm sharing something with you. It's amazing.
Interesting. And Eileen, a lot of our audience are from overseas, non-Filipino. And to put it into perspective, I mean, sales is arguably a tough job anyway, but the Filipinos arguably are a little softer in nature, a little less inclined to do a hard sell. What is your personal experience of that? And I suppose building a sales team, and not that there's necessarily hard sell involved in your product, but is it something that can fit naturally with some people? You find?
So in our company, hard sell does not exist.
It's banned
because I want them to be able to offer what's the value of this product and why it's valuable to someone and how it's helping their life. And so hard sell for me, I just said this earlier, if I sold somebody 20 portraits today and so she had to pay 20,000, some of you feel guilty, but I'd be more guilty if I couldn't give her a single portrait.
Mm.
So if I could have 20 portraits of my kids now when they were babies, I'd pay you so much for that. So we're sharing a product. But Filipinos think they're hard sell. So they're apologetic that they are hard sell. So I have to clarify with them, what's your definition of hard sell?
Right.
And I think when the salesperson is also having a hard time with her own finances, she, in her mind, everybody else is also having a hard time.
Right.
So maybe a 20,000 portrait for her is like, I'm doing you a disservice because I would have spent the 20,000 on my rent or on my car.
So you find the key is not giving them tactics for helping with that, but exchanging it for actually you're doing them a service and this is helping them and the 20 portraits will make fantastic gifts that they're going to love giving out.
Yeah. So it's also changing their mindset on what hard sell is or getting their definition. Like you'd be surprised if you asked five Filipinos what their definition of hard sell is, then you'd get five different funny answers.
Fantastic. Now that's great learnings. Thank you, Eileen.
Thanks, Derek.
Hope you enjoyed that episode, that chat with Eileen Huan of TPC. If you want to know any more about any of that, if you want to get in touch with Eileen or know more about her company or get transcripts of the episode, please go to our show notes. That is outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode14.